Hello and welcome to Talking Treadmills, the podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis, and today I'm going to talk about a highly effective workout routine you can do on your treadmill to reach your weight loss goals faster. And what is this highly effective workout routine I'm referring to? Well, it's called HIIT, H-I-I-T, which stands for High Intensity Interval Training. And it truly is the secret to getting maximum weight loss results in the shortest amount of time with your treadmill. HIIT not only requires less workout time, but you'll lose weight faster, and it makes for a more fun and interesting exercise program. Now, just to give you an example of how effective this training method is, a study was conducted more than 10 years ago, where they monitored test subjects over a 5-month period. One group did 45 minutes of steady pace cardio throughout the 5 months. The second group did 30 minutes of HIIT training for the 5 months. Now, the first group began exercising at 60% of their maximum heart rate and eventually increased it up to 85% before their 5 months was completed. Now, the second group, again doing the HIIT training, their workouts involved warming up to 70% of their maximum heart rate. Then they would lower the intensity of their workouts for 10 seconds or so their heart rates would go down. And then this was followed by a 90-second interval of exercise that elevated their heart rates back up. After the 90 seconds of intense exercise, they would then go into a less intense level of exercise, so their heart rate would drop before they began the process again. So it was, you know, this kind of an up and down routine, if you will, of extremely intense bouts of exercise followed by much less intense exercise. Now, the study concluded that the second group doing HIIT not only used less time to work out, but they also used less energy and lost nearly 3 times more body fat than the first group. Now, another great thing about HIIT training is it creates a demand for more oxygen in your body. This is known as EPOC, or excessive post-exercise oxygen consumption. Wow, that's a mouthful. What this means is, in order for your body to return to a resting state after HIIT training, it uses excess oxygen. I had to search for the right word there. It uses excess oxygen over the next few hours. Now, this means you can still be burning calories hours after your workout. Another study done in 2002 showed there was a substantial increase in the resting metabolic rate of participants up to 48 hours after doing HIIT training. Now, this is great news for someone who wants to raise their metabolism and lose weight. So, what is HIIT training, and how do I do it on a treadmill? Well, first of all, you're only going to need actually about 20 minutes. You can go as much as 30, but at a minimum 20, go as much as 30. And as I mentioned, this routine is going to include short bursts of intense exercise between 1 and 2 minutes that will raise your heart rate into your maximum heart rate range, or, you know, roughly 70 to 90% of your maximum heart rate. You're not actually going to go into your maximum heart rate. You're going to do that for 1 or 2 minutes, and then you're going to follow that by short intervals, say 2 to 5 minutes, at lower heart rate levels. And, you know, you can change this workout around to suit you. You can do several intervals, or just, you know, 2 or 3. You know, the duration of the intervals will depend on, you know, how many you plan to incorporate into your workout routine, and how, you know, what kind of shape you are in, etc. But for example, when I do it, I really do truly mix it up just to make it more interesting, but and to keep your body guessing as well. But what I'll typically do is I'd usually do 20 minutes, and I'll do the first 3 minutes, I'll do about 60% of my maximum heart rate. Then I'll do 2 minutes where my heart rate's about 75-80% of my maximum heart rate. I might even crank that up to 85%. Just depends, again, you know, every day is kind of different. Sometimes I'm more tired than others or whatever. But the point is for one or two minutes, I'll just be running like nobody's business, get my heart rate really cranked up. And then I'll back down, get my heart rate back down to 50 to 60% of my maximum heart rate for another, you know, 2 minutes or so, or 3 minutes if I'm really tired. And then I crank it back up again for another 2 minutes, where I'm, you know, 80% of my maximum heart rate. And then I bring it back down. And there's no set rules here. And that's the beauty of this type of training method, is it's really up to you. You know, some days I'll go into the gym and I'll just be, you know, had a good night's sleep. I'll feel really good. I'll have a ton of energy and I'm really ready to hit it hard. So in those cases, sometimes I'll only do the less intense runs for like a minute or two, and I'll do 3 minutes of where my heart rate's at about, you know, 80 to 85% of my maximum heart rate. And then I'll just back it down for like a minute, maybe a minute and a half, and I'll crank it right back up again for another minute, you know, maybe two. And then, you know, if you want, you can go back down for, let's say, 5 minutes where your heart rate's, you know, 60% of your maximum heart rate. You can just kind of do whatever you want. But the point is, you're only going to need 20 minutes. But just make sure you're not, you know, you're not just keeping your heart rate at 60% of your maximum heart rate all 20 minutes. The idea of high intensity interval training is that it's intense and then it's not intense. In other words, it's interval training during your workout. So keep that in mind. Now, it is only recommended that you do HIIT training 2 or 3 times per week. It is a very intense workout and will put a lot of stress on your body. And because of that, it is also generally recommended that you don't do this type of training technique consecutively. For me personally, I do my HIIT training on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll either rest or just do kind of a brisk walk, or I'll just weight lift. But I don't do HIIT training every single day because it does put a lot of stress on your body. And it's a good idea, too, to let your body just flat out recover for a couple days. That's why, for me personally, I take the weekends off from all types of training and just give my body a good, you know, 2-day rest. But the good news is, if you do HIIT training, you know, a couple times a week, you know, 2 or 3 times a week, you can be rest assured that even on your off days, you're still burning fat and calories, because this type of method is going to raise your resting metabolic rate, you know, throughout the week. If you'd like to read more articles like this, including reviews and recommendations and discounts on the best treadmills available online today, visit our website, besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis. Thanks for listening.